Hello, world! On a Monday, stand by for news and stuff.
Well, I've had opportunity to travel around the country, overseas, ministering the Word of God, and differences in language always surprise me. One of the things I get a kick out of is whether people say soda or pop. I'll have a pop or soft drink, all kinds of things. We Christ followers become confused when our thinking about the truths of the Word of God differs from God's. What do you believe about the Lord Jesus Christ and His Lordship? Do you believe that God has made Jesus Christ the supreme authority over all life? Do you believe that salvation comes only through Jesus Christ, that there is nothing I can do to earn salvation? Have you surrendered all aspects of your personal, private, and public life, visible life, that is, to Jesus' control? When our beliefs reflect the truth of the Word of God, our actions follow. It's that simple. Spend time with God each day, comparing your thinking to His, and make the necessary adjustments so that your life will proclaim that Jesus is indeed Lord.
What in the world is going on? A Florida man has racked up more than, count them, 1,200 counts of sexual abuse of a child. Robert Cota, 31 years old, faces 600 counts of sexual assault involving a minor and another 600 counts of incest. He's being held in the Escambia County Jail on a $3 million bond. Police said the crimes for which Cota is charged began back in 2015. Where's my gun? Anybody got any ideas how to slow him down? California smash and grab thieves were back at it Friday with one crew hitting a Home Depot to steal. Now, I wonder why they would want these. Sledgehammers, crowbars, and other tools. On the national news last night, they said for high-end stores, it would be best not to leave those $5,000 pocketbooks out in front. Duh. It's the new America. A flood of evil. Good grief, Charlie Brown. What was happening here? A Texas woman has won a round in her fight to force the city of McKinney, Texas, to be held accountable for destroying her home. The Institute for Justice explained a federal judge ruled recently the lawsuit of Vicki Baker over the destruction of her home by the city SWAT team. What was that about? The court recognized that the city of McKinney is not exempt from the Constitution, according to an attorney. This is the first step toward Vicki getting her due, but it's a big one. The government's got to compensate individuals when it deliberately destroys their property. Allegedly, they were chasing a fugitive that hid out in her home. Oh, dear me, just outside of Dallas. After a lengthy standoff, the SWAT team stormed the home, shattering windows, setting off tear gas grenades, tearing down doors and fences, and the home was in a total ruin. And they say the daughter's dog was left deaf and blind by explosions. Oh, I don't know. Hey, do you remember when those billboards were out there? There'd be a little message and it would be signed, God. Here's a good one. Message for Joe Biden, President of the United States. God called Joe. He wants his nation back. Oh, there have been so many. I'm going to talk about this at length in a few minutes. Now it's the COVID Omicron variant. There's so many of them out there. Poses a very, very high global risk and is likely to spread worldwide. World Health Organization. Of course it is. Show me the demons. Well, the latest numbers are in, they say, from Black Friday, and it was a mixed bag. It was 47.5% higher than last year, when the COVID was spreading across the country and everybody staying home. But store traffic was down 29% from 2019, suggesting that more Americans took advantage of early discounts and snagged their gifts before Black Friday ever arrived. And for the first time ever, online Black Friday spending declined from a year earlier, down to $8.9 billion. Down. Today it's Cyber Monday, huh? Yeah, it's a great time. Do you do any of this? I have never been out on Black Friday or Cyber Monday or, you know, I think I'm cheap. Well, his dad almost became President of the United States. Talking about Robert Kennedy Jr., he is an American environmental lawyer, author, an anti-vaccine advocate. He's the son, U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy, nephew of the President of the United States, John Kennedy, and he helped found the nonprofit environmental group Waterkeeper Alliance in 1999, served as the president of the board, and written all kinds of books, and his newest is a bombshell. Oh, it's good. He was recently on Tucker Carlson, and of course you can Google this and get more information if you want. He is coming on strong. His new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Really, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health by Kennedy. Number one on Amazon, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today. Kennedy says Big Pharma, their funded mainstream media, has convinced millions of America that Dr. Anthony Fauci is some sort of a hero. He is anything but. Well, amen, Mr. Kennedy. As I said before, you can Google it, you can buy the book, find out what he has to say. It's a monster. And just a few things that I took just shocked me, really did, about this vaccine thing. Do you know that the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, gets 45% of its budget from vaccine companies? What? Did you know vaccine companies cannot be sued? Even if a loved one of yours dies, can't happen. Did you know that Dr. Fauci's agency owns 50% of the Moderna patents worth billions of dollars, and we pay regulators to line their pockets as people die? Unbelievable. These clowns are supposed to be protecting us. They're in bed together, for crying out loud. How can you believe anything any of them say? From the CDC, the FDA, World Health Organization, Fauci, they're all a bunch of phonies. One of the most interesting things that he says goes back to the 1986 Vaccine Act, that we have mandated vaccines. If your kids to remain in the public school, they have to have all these inoculations, vaccines. Wow, all the things that have happened in America since then. And by the way, chronic diseases have gone from 6% back in 1968 to 54% today. It's been since 1968 under Dr. Anthony Fauci. Allergies, autism, food allergies have just been extreme. They didn't used to exist. Those of you that are seniors in our audience today, you never heard of this before. It is unbelievable. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that so much of our problems today are coming from the vaccines. They are dangerous. The vaccines themselves that are supposed to protect us from disease and things like this pandemic, COVID-19, are actually creating more problems. I think a lot of people would agree with that, don't you? It's all a part of the new America, a flood of evil, deconstruction of the Constitution, the rise of censorship in America, the suppression of your freedom as a Christian, your religious freedom, the abolition of jury trial, all a part of it. You are being captured by the enemy. And he has a doctor in front of his name. It's all about power and money and control. You know, here on Hello World, that I have been all about the pandemic and have been against it since the beginning. I think today we have yet another new surge. I said that it would never end. I said that over a year ago. And those of you listening have been vaccinated. I get it. Personal conviction, discernment, you do what you think you should do. And now that the government and many employers are mandating more people, you must get vaccinated. The choice has significant consequences, doesn't it? I mean, it's one thing to decide to get vaccinated, only to have some form of scorn, and you'll get that. But it's an entirely different thing to decide not to get vaccinated and then lose your job. We have several people in our church. We're right there now. You're going to have the inability to travel internationally if you don't get vaccinated, and there's going to be so many limitations for you in the days ahead. As Billy Crone said when we were in his church last week, the mask, the vaccine, all setting you up for the mark of the beast. I believe he's right. It's time to get real in the new America. And I'll say again, many of you have written me asking for help. I've emailed you lots of stuff. To varying degrees, those mandating COVID-19 vaccinations are allowing people to apply for an exemption. By far, the two most common are health exemptions and religious exemptions. This is important. A religious exemption is given when a person claims the vaccine violates his or her deeply held religious convictions, and sometimes a supporting letter from your pastor is required to apply for that. Here's the big problem we have today. Many of the arguments, as viewed by the powers that be, say the reasoning sounds far more like an excuse than anything legitimate for a religious objection. Satan is the prince and the power of the air and the systems and so much of our United States government, led by the devil and his demons. I think there really are three absolute reasons to get a work exemption. Number one, the fact that all of the COVID-19 vaccines were tested on cell lines developed in part from fetal tissue from an abortion, which Christians are firmly against or should be. That one is enough for me and my family. Number two, the long-term effects of the vaccines are unknown, and therefore Christians should not subject their bodies to those risks. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20, chapter 7, verse 23. People really are dying at an alarming rate. Again, back to the book by Robert F. Kennedy. He talks about one recent report, and they're all lies, that this vaccine allegedly has a fatality rate of 1 in 1,000,000, really. And then another test came out and said that the further study shows that it's really 1 in 15,000 fatality rate. And in reality, when the thing was boiled down, it was 1 in 300 death rate. Yeah, it's dangerous. And finally, this one is scoffed at, but it's real to many in the faith. You believe the COVID-19 vaccine is the coming of the mark of the beast. If you think COVID-19 vaccine is the mark of the beast, then you should absolutely not get vaccinated. If any of these three truly are your reason for wanting to be exempt from the vaccination mandate, then you need to apply for a religious exemption. Again, through all of it, God is in control. You understand that. We recently gave this information to a family, and I'm not sure what, if any, part of it they used, but they received a religious exemption from getting the vaccine. It's a crazy world. We're being trapped. We're being captured. Ultimately, we're going to be set free by Jesus Christ in all of this mess, right? Salvation Army, ring that bell. Don't ring that bell. What is that all about? The Salvation Army, we have supported them. We have given money to them. I have personally, our church has, the Christian charity famous for its festive collection of those red boxes and volunteers like you around the holiday season, has adopted now the teachings of the critical race theory, urging members to actively confront their face historic racism. Really? In a guidebook titled Let's Talk About Racism, the organization calls Christians to reflect on and to rectify their contributions to the social inequities and prejudicial systems that have harmed minorities in America. Citing its international position statement on racism, the organization writes that it acknowledges with regret that Salvationists have sometimes shared in the sins of racism and conformed to economic, organizational, and social pressures that perpetrate racism. As an example, in your church, if you naively use racial epitaphs or well-intentioned Sunday school curriculum that only uses white photography and images, that's a big problem. Oh, this whole thing, critical race theory, is a big problem. And Salvation Army, we have a little problem here. 2 years ago, the Salvation Army lost its financial support of Chick-fil-A, and yeah, I've got a problem now with Salvation Army. Here's something to think about. Found out trying to get a bottle of water going through the airport coming back from Las Vegas. Expensive. A bottle of water. could cost 25 cents at Costco. That same bottle, maybe 50 cents there at Kroger. The same bottle at a bar, $2. At a good restaurant, hotel, $3. Again, try it at the airport. As much as $5. Why is that? It's the same bottle of water. Same brand. You know, the only thing that changes there is the place in which you purchase it. Each place gives a different value to the same product. When you feel like you're worth nothing, everyone around you belittles you, change places, my friend. Do not stay in that place. Have the courage to change places and go to a place where you're given some value that you really deserve. Surround yourself with people who really appreciate your overall worth. Don't settle for less in life. There are people out there that really love you. And finally, one of you sent me this. It sounds pretty good. How to start a fight. What? One year, I decided to buy my mother-in-law a cemetery plot as a Christmas gift. The next year, I didn't buy her anything. When she asked me why, I replied, "Well, you still haven't used the gift I got you last year. And that's how the fight started. Uh-oh. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. It's available now, everywhere. Get it through Greg Patton Ministries, Living in Today's World. 20 inspirational stories of life, our time on the road in evangelism and in the church. God has blessed, and we have signed so many copies of this thing. It is fantastic. Thank you. Southwest Radio Church, getting ready for our new one, The Invisible War on the Saints, Victor or Victim. God has been blessing. Things happening well on the radio, in church, in the book business. God, thank you. I never thought at my age I'd be doing this much work, but what a great God we serve. Excited to be in His service. Thank you all for helping out the way you do. Great group of people.
Seems I'm always complaining about people's ingratitude. Boy, you ought to say thank you, thank you, thank you a lot about a number of things. From opening the door, thank the person who holds the door for you, for crying out loud. That's just common sense. I was taught that as a little boy. I've taught all of my children and grandchildren that. It just, I don't get it when you don't. Somebody lets you into line, they don't have to do that. You want to get out on the road? Thank that person. Wave. Get out and do cartwheels. Now, that might be a bit extreme, but you get the idea, right? Many of you, especially those down south, you know how to do that. Say thank you. Part of the end times, or not. 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 2. Mark this. Going to be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. They are. Lovers of money. They are. Boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to mom and dad, ungrateful, unholy. Terrible times. People will be ungrateful and unholy. I think the two go together. What do you think? You're unholy and you are ungrateful. I pray you're not ever guilty of ingratitude. Yesterday I talked about Donald Gray Barnhouse getting an opening at a pastor's meeting. He talked about saying grace thousands of times. He was sure of that over the years. But this particular man praying over lunch, thank God for the water. And he never forgot it. I shared that with my church on Sunday, and I think next time we take a drink, pause, and thank God for water. How we need it. One New Year's Day, a millionaire whose selfishness kept him from offering a tip for any kind of service. Now, I pray you give 20% when you eat out, or else don't eat out. This guy faced an unforgettable tragedy. His chief accountant committed suicide. The books were found to be in perfect order. The affairs of this dead man, a modest bachelor, were prosperous and calm, everything together, perfect. The only letter left by the accountant was a brief note to his millionaire boss. It read this, "In 30 years, I've never had one word of encouragement. I'm fed up." We're the millionaires. We have so very much to be thankful for. I mean, spiritual millionaires. We're loaded. We express our gratitude so very little. I started this yesterday saying we have it so good, we enjoy it so much, we express it so little. While 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says we're to give thanks in everything, all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. How hard is it to say thank you? What can I do for you, ma'am? Said the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. That's what he asked an elderly woman who had been ushered into his private office. Placing a covered basket on the table, she said, Mr. President, I've come here today not to ask any favors for myself or for anyone. I heard that you're very fond of cookies. I came here to bring you a basket of cookies. We need to bring our basket of cookies to God. We need to bring him much praise every day without ever asking for anything. Get it right. We have it so good. We enjoy it so much. But we often express thanksgiving so very little. Thursday's Thanksgiving. It's a jewel to set in the hearts of honest men, but be careful that you do not take the day and leave out the gratitude. A Christian, we should have a heart of thanksgiving 365 days a year. Abraham Lincoln said what? We've been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We've been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers and wealth and power as no other nation has ever known. He said that during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, at Thanksgiving in 1863. 2 Corinthians 4:15, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. I'm so thankful I'm alive today, enjoying the many abundances and blessings of Almighty God to be in my family. Saved today and heaven bound. The last 44 years, it has been phenomenal. Yep. Complain, everybody can. Our 11th commandment at the cross in Fort Wayne, thou shall not whine. You know what's true. You are what you think about all day long. Proverbs 23:7. So make those thoughts positive. Be an encouragement and be so very thankful. Do you know any volunteer firefighters today? Being yelled at for taking too long to get there while trying desperately to save the life of a total stranger holding the bladder, didn't have time to go when the alarm went off, starving because he missed one of his three meals, tired because the alarm sounded just as he closed his eyes and it's now 3 a.m, and missing his family while taking care of yours. Say thank you to a firefighter today. Know a firefighter? Love a firefighter? Appreciate a firefighter. It's important.
Lest I forget, wanted to apologize for last Friday. I became, deathly ill for some reason for about 14 hours, and they did a rerun. I'm grateful to WHCB for doing that, and my apology to you for not being here in person. I'm so glad to be here today.
And here's the difference between the old America I used to know, just one more, and this new America. Today, an 8-year-old is asking for the latest iPhone. When I was 8 years old, I felt like I had won the lottery if I had one of those pens with 4 colors. Remember that? Black, blue, red, green. Oh yeah, big deal. iPhones? I think I've seen too many red-green programs. I have 2 major tools in my toolbox, WD-40 and duct tape. If it doesn't move and should, then, hey, spray it with that WD-40. If it moves and shouldn't, tape it up, duct tape. I saw a dress recently made out of duct tape. Didn't look too bad. You've been listening to Hello World. Thanks so much for being here each day at this time, for telling others about the broadcast. Thank you for joining us on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Pat, B-A-T-T-E-N. It really is good to be with you each day at this time. Thanks one more time.
God bless. You have yourself a great day.